day. I'm supposed to fix the fence, but when the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stocked full of them, tell me what's a boy to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky and the mountains are blue. Half of me wants a cold beer, and the other half does too. Yeah, I kinda need to wash my truck, but hell, I kinda don't care. I think old Alan Jackson said it best. It's 5 o'clock somewhere. Half of me wants a cold.
CQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Andy Field. Democratic Senator Joe Manchin saying he will not seek re-election next year. That announcement taking Capitol Hill by surprise and raising questions whether Manchin might be looking at a presidential run. ABC's Jay O'Brien with more on the impact to the Senate race.
There are several moderate Democratic senators that are going to have to defend their seats in this upcoming election. Joe Manchin was expected to be one of them, but also in Montana as well as in Pennsylvania. The top Republican who's in charge of winning the Senate, Steve Daines, saying, quote, "We like our chances in West Virginia."
Humanitarian pauses began today in North Gaza. White House announcing Israel's agreed to the 4-hour pauses each day to give civilians safe passage out of the war zone. Also could provide an opportunity to release more than 200 hostages. Hollywood Productions ramping up again. The Actors Union, SAG-AFTRA, saying it's reached a tentative agreement with studios. That deal includes pay raises. This is ABC News. In San Francisco, the trial for the man accused of breaking into Nancy Pelosi's home and attacking her husband is underway.
After jury selection ended on Monday with 3 women and 12 men selected, opening statements began on Thursday morning in the federal trial against David DePapp. He's charged with assault and kidnapping. In court on day one is Pelosi's daughter, along with DePapp's ex-wife and his supporters. Both sides have argued about evidence. Prosecutors were told they cannot use slow-motion video of the attack unfolding, but police can testify about Pelosi's heavy breathing after he was hit in the head with a hammer, which the defense argued against. The trial is expected to last about a week. Alex Stone, ABC News.
Toxic smog blanketing parts of India and Pakistan. Indian government ordering the closure of all schools in Delhi. According to the Air Quality Index, Lahore's air quality on Wednesday was listed as the worst in the world. Andy Field, ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republicans in the Wisconsin Assembly are trying again to create a sweeping tax cut that's similar to the one Governor Evers vetoed out of the state budget in July. It would cut $2 billion in taxes by dropping the state income tax rate to 4.4% for people who make as much as $405,000 a year. Evers has said it benefits too many people at the top and not enough in the middle. Assembly Republican Majority Leader Tyler August sounds open to changes the state Senate has made to the American Family Field Maintenance Bill.
I see no reason why we wouldn't have the votes to be able to concur on that amendment almost immediately and put this issue to bed once and for all.
The amendment increases money from the Milwaukee Brewers and lowers the contribution from state taxpayers. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
This is a friendly reminder that winter parking restrictions begin on November 1st. From October 25th to October 31st, officers will be placing reminder notices on any vehicles parked on city streets that would be in violation of this ordinance on or after November 1st. We hope the reminders will encourage everyone to start parking off-street now to form a habit and avoid the issuance of a citation on or after November 1st. Please call the department if you have any questions.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks get the win, but Giannis ejected. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks beat the Detroit Pistons 120-118. In the third quarter, Giannis brought the ball down, made a signature dunk, and celebration. He gets called for a technical, his second of the game, and was ejected. The Bucks' Brooke Lopez asked what was going on.
You know, we felt there were a lot of questionable calls, but you got to fight through that. And the way Giannis got kicked out, we obviously don't think that was great. But whatever, we turned it into a positive. Sucked not to have him out there, but it was a great opportunity for us to play pretty much solely with Dame, get him more used to us, get more used to him and a lot of other guys.
Football, a lot of teams in the NFL now doing the tush push, lining up players to push a teammate across fourth and short for a quarterback sneak. Green Bay tried it over the weekend against the Rams and was asked, was it called the Packers push? Right guard John Runyon.
I've also heard the love shove too.
That's the Packers right guard John Runyon with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Walter Fisher, age 80, of Duluth, died on November 5th at home in Duluth, Minnesota. He is survived by his wife, Corey, of 57 years, and by his children, Scott, of Chanhazen, Minnesota, by Angeli Bonzer of Chesapeake, Virginia, and by Matt of Sun Prairie, Wisconsin, and survived also by his grandchildren. Visitation to be held Thursday, November 9th from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. with a rosary starting at 6:30 p.m. at the Dougherty Funeral Home in Duluth, Minnesota. Massive Christian burial Friday, November 10th at 11 a.m. with a visitation starting at 10 a.m. at the St. Rose Catholic Church, located in Proctor, Minnesota. This has been the funeral notice for Walter Fisher, age 80, of Duluth, Minnesota. Gene Calvert, 93, of Park Falls, passed away on Friday, October 27th at Park Manor Nursing Home in Park Falls. She is survived by her daughter, Debbie Christie, by two grandchildren, by four great-grandchildren, and by numerous nieces and nephews. A private burial will take place at the Winnemac Cemetery in Winnemac, Indiana. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Gene Calvert, 93, Park Falls. Rose A. Sokolowski, 87, of Bruce, died on Friday, November 3rd, at her home. Rose is survived by her four children, D. Eberhardt of Ogama, Sue Polacek of Phillips, by Ed Madlin of Glenflora, and by Ann Brockman of Bruce, survived also by her son-in-law, by her daughter-in-law, and by her brother, John Presnicki of Sheldon, along with numerous nieces, nephews, and other relatives and friends. Massive Christian burial for Rose Sokolowski will be 11 a.m. on Saturday, November 11th at Our Lady of the Sorrows Catholic Church in Ladysmith with Father Poppy Reddy Yoruba and Deacon Doug Sorensen officiating. Visitation from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m. on Saturday at the church. The Nash Jackin Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Rose A. Sokolowski, 87, of Bruce. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook. For the best in community senior assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, Wisconsin is a complete building and hardware store. From complete building projects from start to finish, their knowledgeable staff can turn your building ideas into reality today with all you need for those finishing touches, including paint, windows, doors, kitchen remodels, tools, and more. All at Roderick's Lumber in Fifield, family owned and operated since 1971.
Dobson Elk River Construction, proudly serving our area for over 30 years, takes this special time to recognize and salute the men and women in uniform who are standing tall for our freedom around the world. Let's remember them in our thoughts, prayers, and our letters from home. Their efforts will keep America strong. This message is courtesy of Dobson Elk River Construction, specializing in all your concrete work. For residential and commercial work, new construction, and all your custom concrete services, call James at 715-332-5469. That's 715-332-5469.
Park Falls BP, the one stop for everything you need from fuel, wine, spirits, beverages, car washes, ice, snacks, and more. Everyday low prices at a great value. Park Falls BP. Next to McDonald's. This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Chance of snow tonight, otherwise overcast. Lows level off around 27. Westerly winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. Overcast tomorrow. Mixed precipitation possible at times. Highs around 36. Cloudy skies again tomorrow night. Lows level off around 23. Upper 30s Saturday, turning much warmer on Sunday with highs in the mid 40s. Another look at the short range. Lows level off around 27 tonight. We should top off around 36 tomorrow. A dusting of snow tonight through tomorrow. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Frobley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Right now, 39.
Here we go.
Hey, what's up, you guys? This is Darius Rucker.
Q Country.
Oh, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98 Q Country.
Flame. A green light it up when I hear you say my name. Yeah, you know just how to start. You shine. And I just can't wait to get you out tonight. Yeah, you know how bad I want it. Drive a Chevy like a Cadillac. Blow that one stop light, no looking back. Wherever we're going, gotta get there fast. I'm talking red.
With Out of That Truck.
today's favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
Hey girl, you know what you've been missing? Me, me.
QCountry.com.
Don't waste your time on me. I'm so damaged beyond repair.
Jelly Roll, Lainey Wilson, big winners last night. There's Save Me, an update on Bruce Willis's health from his daughter. I've got that for you coming up.
I'm getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20.
So am I, because I'm at risk for pneumococcal pneumonia.
If you're 19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, COPD, or heart disease, or are 65 or older, you are at increased risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Ask your doctor or pharmacist about Prevnar 20, pneumococcal 20-valent conjugate vaccine. It can help protect you against pneumococcal pneumonia in just one dose. Even if you've already been vaccinated with other pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar 20 may help provide added protection. Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Oh, okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
Life was easy, now it's just water under the bridge. I'm still learning to be human.
Love country music. 98 Q Country.